As we noted last week, in the extended Bach family, at least 48 men were named Johann. Many of them were church musicians. Today we will listen to a wonderful motet by Johann Michael Bach, who is the father of Maria Barbara Bach, the first wife of Johann Sebastian Bach. They, like my grandparents, were second cousins. Johann Michael Bach's motet, Das Blut Jesu Christi, des Sohnes Gottes, is for five voices and basso continuo. The primary text comes from 1 John 1, 7b, which reads, in our translation, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." The poetic imagery of those words was deeply meaningful to 17th century Lutherans. Johann Sebastian Bach frequently drew on similar imagery, stressing the importance of Christ's suffering and death. One of the visible signs of suffering was the bleeding from the flogging and crucifixion. Painting after painting depicted those horrific scenes, and chorales depicted them in poetry and music. After the choir has repeated the words from 1 John, Johann Michael Bach has the sopranos sing the ninth verse from a chorale by Johann Hermann. We will hear the chorale sung in longer and higher notes, sometimes seemingly soaring above the lower four voices, which keep repeating the words from John's epistle. This particular chorale verse amplifies the importance of Christ's sacrifice as symbolized by his blood. In the words of the 17th century chorale, "Your blood, the noble fluid, has such strength and power that even a small drop can cleanse the entire world, yes, and even completely free us from the devil's jaws." That reference to the devil's jaws would have signified hell to all hearing it back in the 17th century, because for centuries, painters had often portrayed the resurrected bodies of the damned entering hell through the wide-open jaws of some monster or another. Although in the 17th century this verse would have been part of the epistle reading for St. John's Day, December 27, I find it fitting for our Lenten meditations. The chorale's poetic imagery may be dated, but the intensity of the poet's belief shines through with such conviction that I find myself drawn to this beautiful motet year after year.
Macht uns rein von allen Sünden.